Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Today's case is one where there is very little information out to the public, but that is why I think it's especially important that I cover it. A mother seemingly vanished in broad daylight after being captured on numerous surveillance cameras. At some point, she walked out of camera frame and has never been seen or heard from again. Waiting for her at home is a now 10-year-old son, along with the rest of her incredibly loving and devastated family. This is the case of Prisma Reyes. Prisma Denise Peralta Reyes was born in Veracruz, Mexico, and that was where she grew up, primarily living with her grandmother. Prisma's mother worked in the United States at the time, and when Prisma was about 5 years old, her mother met and eventually married a man named Dan Fuchs. At that point, Prisma and her siblings moved to Dallas, Texas, with their mother and new stepfather. Prisma was always bright and motivated. She learned English in just one summer, and went on to receive a scholarship to a math and science magnet school. After graduating from high school 1 year early, Prisma worked to put herself through college. During that time, she became pregnant with her son Dominic, and she pushed forward, eventually earning a license as a paralegal. After that, Prisma joined the National Guard. With the birth of her son, everything she did was for him. She wanted nothing more than to make a good life for the two of them. Prisma worked as a paralegal, often for several different attorneys at once. Eventually, Prisma began working a variety of different jobs, typically working more than one job at a time. She also sometimes worked as a dancer at a nightclub in Fort Worth, Texas. Her primary goal, above all else, was to work tirelessly and continue making as much money as she could to better her and her son's lives. Many of the details of Prisma's personal life aren't known to the public, but what we do know is that a couple of months before she disappeared, Prisma confided to a friend that she feared she was being stalked. This concern prompted Prisma to buy a gun. She had served in the National Guard and was familiar with firearms, but this was not a hobby purchase. Prisma was worried and fearful. On the morning of April 17, 2019, 26-year-old Prisma Reyes went to work as a receptionist at 123 Texas Auto in Mesquite, Texas, where she had only been working for a few weeks. And upon arriving at work, her day had already begun to take a downward spiral. That morning, she got into an argument with a coworker because she had apparently been parking in their normal parking spot. According to family and friends, Prisma was already feeling frustrated with that job, so this argument was particularly upsetting for her. Around 1 p.m. that day, she left work for her lunch break. She made the 20-minute drive from her job in Mesquite to Dallas, where she met up with her ex-boyfriend for lunch at E-Bar Tex-Mex, a bar and grill in downtown Dallas. Prisma and her ex-boyfriend were seen on surveillance at the bar, eating lunch and talking. At some point, they got into some sort of disagreement or argument before her ex-boyfriend left. Prisma went back into the bar, where she stayed for another 3 hours. She continued drinking until she got into another argument with the bartender, who then cut her off and asked her to leave. In the surveillance footage, Prisma was clearly upset and angry when she left. She got into her white Jeep Wrangler and left the bar, and soon, there was yet another incident. According to a police report, three witnesses reported that they were involved in a road rage incident during which a woman in a white Jeep got out of her vehicle and pointed a gun at them. That woman was indeed Prisma Reyes. By the time police arrived, Prisma had already left. Phone records would later show that Prisma appeared to be driving back to Mesquite after the road rage incident, but she soon turned around and drove back to Dallas. It's not clear why she did this. When she arrived back in Dallas, Prisma drove to the Olympus on Ross apartment complex downtown, where she haphazardly parked her Jeep, blocking an entrance into the parking garage. The ex-boyfriend that Prisma had lunch with that day also lived in that apartment complex. But according to police, he was not at his apartment at the time Prisma was there. The parking garage was gated, so when another vehicle opened the gate and drove through, Prisma jumped out of her Jeep and ran through the open gate. She was captured on surveillance footage inside the parking garage around 5:50 p.m. on April 17, 2019, making numerous phone calls and pacing back and forth in front of an elevator. She made 9 brief phone calls between 5:49 p.m. and 6:01 p.m. In the footage, some say that Prisma just appears upset and anxious, but to many, it's clear that she is inebriated, swaying side to side as she talks on the phone and generally appearing off balance. When police spoke with the people Prisma called on the phone while she stood in the parking garage, they all stated that Prisma seemed upset and even disoriented. She wasn't acting like herself. One friend told police that during their phone conversation with Prisma, she said that she needed help and that she didn't feel right. Prisma then got onto the elevator with someone who lived in the building. When police spoke with that man, he told them that Prisma appeared to be crying, and when he got off the elevator, Prisma stayed on to continue to a higher floor. There were no cameras inside the elevator, so police were not able to confirm exactly which floor Prisma got off on. The man she rode the elevator with seems to have been cleared of any involvement in her disappearance. More witnesses saw Prisma on an upper floor of the parking garage, sitting on the ground and crying next to a silver car with its trunk open. Prisma allegedly asked one witness if they knew who that silver car belonged to. Based on surveillance footage, police believe Prisma was in the building for about 15 minutes in total. But at some point, she walked out of camera frame and was never captured on any cameras, leaving the apartment complex. That day, Prisma's son Dominic went to his babysitter's house after school. The babysitter was also a friend of Prisma's. She would pick up Dominic from school when she picked up her own child, and she would normally watch Dominic until Prisma picked him up around 7:30 p.m. Prisma actually spoke with the babysitter that day during her lunch break. But when 7:30 rolled around that evening and Prisma still had not picked up her son, the babysitter started to worry. As more time passed with no word from Prisma, the babysitter made the decision to call police and report her missing around 9:30 p.m. on April 17, 2019. She told police that it was extremely out of character for Prisma to not show up for her son, and to not even call to say that she would be late. At some point that evening, Prisma's phone started going straight to voicemail. The next morning, police found Prisma's white Jeep Wrangler, exactly where she had parked it the day before. Inside the Jeep was the gun that Prisma had brandished during the road rage incident. Police quickly launched their search for Prisma, knocking on countless doors at the apartment complex and speaking with numerous residents. But beyond the witness statements from people who had briefly seen Prisma at the complex, no one had witnessed her leaving. Police searched the roof of the complex, the attic, and even elevator shafts. They also brought in both scent dogs and cadaver dogs, but ultimately did not locate Prisma anywhere in the building. Investigators then turned to surveillance footage in the immediate area of the complex, hoping to spot Prisma and gather some idea as to where she could have gone. But Prisma was nowhere to be found. Searches have also been conducted in the area where Prisma was last seen. But to this day, almost 4 years later, she has never been found. There are a few different theories surrounding what could have happened to Prisma, but there's one theory that Prisma's family and friends adamantly and firmly do not believe to be true. To those who know and love Prisma, there is no chance that she voluntarily walked away from her son Dominic. Everything she did for her son. He was the center of her universe. I know that sometimes we may not always know what a person is going through, or they may do things that we never believed they would. But in this case, I agree with Prisma's family and friends. Every single thing that occurred on April 17th, 2019 seemed extremely out of character for Prisma. She was angry, combative, chose not to return to work, and was clearly distressed by things happening in her personal life. But despite all of that, I just personally don't see that culminating in Prisma walking away and abandoning her son. One other theory of what could have happened to Prisma involves human trafficking, which we all know is somewhat of a hidden danger across the country, especially in cities that are heavily populated, like Dallas, Texas. It's possible that Prisma ran into the wrong person in that apartment complex, and there are several possibilities as to why we may not have physically seen her leaving the building on surveillance footage. We know that there are several blind spots in the apartment complex where surveillance cameras won't capture. She could have left in a vehicle. But as far as we know right now, there is no physical evidence to suggest that Prisma was trafficked. After she walked out of camera frame in that apartment complex, there was no trace of her. And she was also not located anywhere in the building after police began their search for her. So it's very likely that Prisma did indeed leave that building. But there's been nothing in 4 years that has pointed police in the right direction. One other theory that comes up a lot when talking about Prisma's case is perhaps she was drugged at the bar where she spent about 4 hours that afternoon. She did tell friends on the phone that she didn't feel right. She said she felt confused. She was acting very out of character. But police have said that they have her on camera in the bar the entire time she was there. They did not see any evidence of anyone slipping something into her drink, of anyone bringing her a drink and her accepting it. So at this point, based on the surveillance footage from inside the bar, police don't seem to believe that Prisma Reyes was drugged. When there's no trace to be found, no physical evidence, no belongings of this person found anywhere, there are so many possibilities as to what could have happened. There's just nothing that can point in the right direction. Prisma Reyes was last seen on April 17, 2019 in the downtown area of Dallas, Texas, specifically at the Olympus on Ross apartment complex, where she was captured on surveillance footage around 6 p.m. Prisma is 5 feet 2 inches tall, and at the time of her disappearance, she weighed around 135 pounds. She was 26 years old at the time she disappeared. Prisma was last seen wearing a red polo shirt, light blue jeans, and black tennis shoes with white soles. She has brown eyes and brown hair. Her white Jeep Wrangler was found outside of the Olympus on Ross apartment complex, where Prisma had parked it the day she was last seen. There was no surveillance footage found that captured Prisma leaving the apartment complex, but she has not been located inside the building. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Prisma Reyes, please call the Mesquite Police Department at 972-285-6336. All sources for this episode will be listed in the show notes. If you'd like to request a case for me to cover, you will also find a link to a case request form. I have officially launched the Patreon page, where for $5 a month, you can get access to all episodes ad-free, and coming soon, patrons will have access to a monthly bonus episode. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, where I've been uploading all of my episodes in video format. If you like the show, please consider leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Reviews are truly the easiest and the best way to support your favorite shows. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at CrimeAgainPod, on Instagram at CrimeAgainPodcast, on Facebook, just search Crime and Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok at CrimeAgainPodcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.